This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Huckenberry. And Celeste, you know, after the program, I'm really busy today because I have to go up to Central Park and mow the lawn. I have a little part of the lawn up there that I'm responsible for mowing. Yeah, in Central Park here in New York. Budget cuts, of course, have changed all the services. Then I've got to stand a guard tonight with a flashlight because they've turned off some of the street
lights.
That's
going to be rough with your schedule.
Yeah, I'm going to have my flashlight there and just keep the street lit. This is not silly, what I'm talking about. It's actually an approach to budget cutting in the city of Colorado Springs, Colorado. Joining us now is the mayor of Colorado Springs, Lionel Rivera. Good morning.
Good morning, John and Celeste. How are you?
So to deal with a shortfall, actually, we're doing fine. I'm a little worried about you because to deal with this shortfall in the budget, you've turned off some street lights. You've decided to stop maintaining some city parks, closing pools and museums, and hoping that the citizens can take up the slack. There's some good to this plan, but it feels a little draconian to me. How are you doing there in Colorado Springs?
Well, we're doing just fine. But, you know, one of the things about local government, you can only spend what comes in tax revenues. We're not like the federal government who can turn on the printing presses and issue debt for day-to-day operations. And one thing we're blessed with in our community is tremendous volunteers. And we do have lots of volunteers who have different organizations that volunteer at our museum, at our parks. And in terms of the streetlights, so we're being very diligent in determining which ones are safe to turn off to save the electricity costs and maintenance costs for running those.
Now, in theory, you could buy some sort of computer software that would turn off streetlights where nobody's moving. You know, you could use motion detectors and do that. So that doesn't necessarily sound like a bad idea. But to keep streetlights off as a matter of course, more or less permanently, I mean, there is a safety issue there, don't you think?
Well, you know, it really depends on where you elect to turn those off. We actually have many neighborhoods in our community that ask us not to have street lights because they're on the mountainside. They like to view the night lights, and they would prefer not even to have street lights in those areas. We're going to be very careful and make sure we have street lights there in school areas, hospitals, major intersections. So, like I said, we're being very diligent and looking at the ones that will be turned off.
And turning off lights could potentially save you more than $1 million. I was looking at some of the math that you're doing. There's not much need for mowing lawns in the parks in Colorado Springs this time of year. But has anyone signed up to do serious maintenance at some of the public parks and museums?
Well, you know, that's still an ongoing process, so I can't really tell you where we are in terms of neighborhoods adopting parks. But if you want to call me later on in the early spring, I can give you an update.
And you probably could give me some jobs to do, it sounds like, too.
Sure. You can come spend some time here in Colorado Springs and volunteer in our parks, volunteer at our museum. We have plenty of things for you to do.
Now, Lionel Rivera, mayor of Colorado Springs, Colorado, what political risk are you taking with a program like this?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that question.
What political risk are you taking? I mean, voters might say, you know, this is a ridiculous idea.
Well, voters had an option back in November to raise property tax. We did put that on the ballot, give them a choice, and basically explain that if we didn't have additional revenue, these are the kind of measures that we are going to have to take. I'm sure there are going to be constituents that are upset, but most folks believe that we should be focusing our monies on police and fire, public safety, roads, critical projects, and I think they understand the dilemma we're in, and we're hoping the economy turns around and we'll be able to put these things back in place.
And in theory, if they voted down the tax increase, they know what the issue is at this point. Lionel Rivera is the mayor of Colorado Springs, Colorado. Thanks so much, Mayor.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.